Siman Reis Tam Gimel Sif Aleph Mishnah Berurah and Sif Aleph. So a person should be Zoyer Lazarus Ner Yafa. So Mishnah Berurah Hinei Ikra Abloch Zaner Hu Chayva. It's not just like the Lashon of Zahirus. It's a Chiyuv. Mishnah Mitzvah Zaynig Shabbos. That Chazal said because of Mitzvah Zaynig, it's you enjoy Shabbos much more when you're not sitting in the dark. So that's a Chiyuv because of Zaynig. Machmas Hidur Mitzvah Yira Lazarus Yafa. But now we're saying the Lashon of Mechaber is saying that you should be Zoyer Lazarus Ner Yafa. That is rooted in the concept of Hidur Mitzvah. So it's interesting. We'll see later on as we go along. There are two dinim in Hadlakas Neiris. There's actually two dinim why you have to light. One is you have to light because of Einig. Einig is Makam Achila, and Tosis brings a Gemara Numa that a person doesn't enjoy his food unless he can see it. So that is one din. So the chiyuv of Einig is Mechayim, I should be able to eat when it's lit. And the second din, because of Shalom Bayis, that if you have a house that's all dark, people are going to be dripping, etc. It's definitely not going to be the most calm atmosphere. So even not Mokam Achila, that's a chiyuv, not Mokam Achila. The person has a chiyuv at Lakan. What the Mishnah Berurah is saying is the din of Ner Yafa is a din of Einig Shabbos. Because that's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Einig Shabbos. The other one is just to prevent the lack of shalom. So as long as I have light there, whether it's a beautiful light, not a beautiful light, as long as it's lit, it's lit. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says there's no din of hider mitzvah and Ner Yafa on the nears that you light for shalom bayis. There is a din of the hider and the nears that you light. So the ones you light in your dining room, you have a nice fancy candelabra. You light a nair in the back of the house that it shouldn't be pitch dark. So you put a old, dirty oil lamp. That's fine. It's not a problem. That there's no din of hider on that. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says.
Isn't there a din of kavod Shabbos also in Ner Shabbos? It's sort of a ceremonial light as opposed to a functional light. It's kavod to have.
That is the argument that we say nowadays, and we don't need it for lights. We say that there's an element of kavod. That's really rooted in the din of Einig still. Sort of like an explanation which we don't have in the Gemara, really. It's the Haredim came up with it. Mm-hmm. The recent Haredim came up with it.
Oh, yeah,
it's
for the individual.
Kavod
is not for the individual.
No, it would be for the Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos.
Right, that's right. But only it's for the household. But Kavod Shabbos that's the Shabbos.
I hear the words you're saying. I'm not following your thought process. They're for what?
No, you said that the nair for Kavod Shabbos is rooted in Onig Shabbos. You mean it seems like two distinct...
No, I'm saying like this. Saying the price we grapple with nowadays, we have electric nairs, so why are we lighting nair Shabbos for? The din of halakha's nair Shabbos, which you had in the Gemara, the Gemara says is because of Onig. You enjoy your food much better when it's lit. Right? So the person say nowadays, even though we have this beautiful electric light, which is quite clear, etc., there's a certain more enjoyment that you're, it's more a suda, which is a mechubadika suda. It's common to light neighbors.
Yeah,
but that din is not a din of kavod Shabbos. That's rooted in the concept of I enjoy a meal more because it's a mechubadika suda. There's no din of kavod or Shabbos in the neighbors. It's batsim rooted in the din of oinik.
Oh, so I miss what you said.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Which leads to this interesting, concept of, when you go to these places where you have multiple people by hotels or by simchas, etc. So you have this tray off to the side with tea lights. So if you set up nicely, it looks very beautiful. All these lights going, etc. It adds something. It's off in some corner and it's with some crinkled, on Masurdik, a piece of foil sitting over there, and there's like two tea lights there. I have difficulty seeing how I feel more mechubadik in my meal because of it. It really should be done in a way which is adding, enhancing the meal in some way.
So it should be on the table.
Prefer it should be on the table. The problem, they don't want to do that because let them, they have to change the tables, you know, etc. You know, the goyim have to move the tables around, etc. But even if you do that, you know,
it's also a little bit of a danger.
Anyway. Right, you know, I was saying so. But even if you do that, you know, there's ways of doing it. You know, my wife bought, she bought these, like, they sold in IKEA, like a glass tea light holder. So she bought 100 of them. And so she gives that for simple. You can set up like on a table, but it's nice. You know, it has it. You can make tiers of it. You know, there's different, and it holds it. So it looks nice now. So, that even is off to the side, but it's enhancing. You know, it right. Definitely enhances the meal. So that
We usually don't even see it at the meal.
So I have to tell you, I have to tell you when it's in the hallway. I hold it's a problem. I hold you can't really make a broch on it.
Really?
Yeah. I got this phone call. I went from a Talmud. He went for a Pesach. You know, he went with his parents to a Pesach hotel. He calls me up. He said, you know, what should I do? You know, they put in the hallway. Says, your wife should not make a bracha.
Wow.
You can't make a bracha on that. I said, it's better to make a bracha. There's a kiyuv of hadlaka in your hotel room because of shalom. We passed you can make a bracha on shalom bias. So the problem is, you can't light in the hotel room because they won't let you light over there. So good. So that I can't tell you to do either because that's a shayla because your mishpat is. So I can't tell you to be over this or gzela because you rented the room out with these conditions. So you're not keeping your conditions. You have a problem with shoshim midas, which is a gazel. So I can't tell you to do it either. But you should definitely light some type of light in the room, the shei mitzvah. That's the key. You'll have much more of a key of mitzvah than that than you have a lighting the neighbors in the hallway. Right? It's nothing.
Even if you don't stay in the room, you just light and walk out right away to eat.
Well, later on that night, you'll come back. It'll be lit. But you have a key to make sure that your room is lit in such a way that when you walk around the room, you'll be able to see. So that's a much more of a key of the mitzvah. That's a key of shalom bayis, and that's an ikar din. And that we pass it. And if you don't have that person doesn't have a makam achila, he's not whatever. He makes a bracha on makam shina because of this din of shalom bayis. So that you, the problem is you don't make a bracha on electric light, but the same. It is a chiyuv hadlaka, much more than that. Well, I don't. Baruch Hashem, I never been called upon to be the rabbi of a Pesach hotel. They wouldn't be very happy with me, probably for many other reasons besides that.
I've never seen it done differently, to be honest with you.
So I would.
It's almost always in the hall. It's like one big table in the hall. Almost all the time.
In the hallway.
It's like.
It's in the hall where you're eating itself. You know,
it's an area where you're going to eat, but it's not in the room. It's in the hall to go into the room.
Yes,
you
know? I don't know. One thing I mean,
it's a pretty hallway. It's not like a narrow hallway. It's a very broad hallway. But it's outside. It's not in the room that you're eating.
Right. So I was by one event where we went for Shabbos for one of these, like, you know, project whatever, you know, type of things, and whatever it's called, it wasn't project, whatever the name of it was, and they had in the lobby, they had this beautiful table, and they had food there, so people theoretically could be eating there.
Oh, okay.
So my wife asked me what I thought about it. I said, okay, so what woman is eating there before she lights neighbors?
No,
but she's busy. What woman is eating there after you light neighbors? You can't eat after you light neighbors because once you light neighbors from Kabbalah Shabbos, you can't eat. So you set the meal. So is the food going to be there later on that night when they come back afterwards?
Probably not.
And it wasn't. So I said, so what did we accomplish with putting food there?
Nothing.
It wasn't the Makom Achila.
To get a rabbi to be happy.
What?
To get some rabbi who's a market.
Yeah, the problem was supposedly it was a you know, halachically, it was a halacha convention. So I was like, oh. So, okay. Anyway. I got my pet peeve out for now. We'll get it. It'll come up again throughout the simon. So I've had opportunities to kvetch about it. Okay, Yofa. Should be nice nair. Visa b'shalat hazorcha avur zel abonim tamin chacham. A person who's makwit to have a nice nair is zorcha abonim tamin chacham. We can receive kiner mitzvah Torah or da'yad a mitzvah the Shabbos bo or the Torah. So you do a nair mitzvah, you end up with or Torah. And that's the kach rosh. She dispalo isha archa she tikmar alaka v'abrocha. She tin lo kadosh baruch hu bonim scharam meirin b'ter. That's why that's the tefillah which is said over there. It's a logical extension because this is the time where a person is there's an element of schia at that time for banim tamin chacham. The logos in there certainly is b'chol chadorim shalak shom b'shabbos. You need neiris in all of the rooms you're going to go into. Akaponim nerechel. There has to be at least one neir there. Afshen erechel shom. Keshal yikoshel be'etzah be'evin. Even when you're not eating there, it's not a halakha makom achila. It's a different din. And it's because we don't want the person to hurt themselves, which would then, the Gemara says, that would diminish the shalom bayis. Like, who left that shoe in the middle of the floor, which I just tripped on, but I couldn't see because it was dark in the room. You can imagine that. Okay. Miyo habracha tevarach al ner shemokam achila. But the bracha said is, we'll see later on, Mishabur is getting ahead of ourselves, so we make a bracha mokam achila. But we do say, in the case you don't have that, you can make it in other places as well. Now, nowadays, when you have electric light, so you fulfill that responsibility to have lights in the other areas with electric light. There is an argument, though, you should bedafka, like, turn on those lights, let's shame that purpose. So that's not clear. The nair in the makom achila should be lit bedafka l'shem the mitzvah of halachas nair Shabbos. So here the point is just take away the negative. So once it's lit, it's lit. I don't need bedafka to turn on the light for that purpose. Right? It's lit. So I've taken care of my shalom bayis. But the makom achila and the chanami, those nair should be bedafka be lit for the purpose of enhancing the achila. So it's a good argument that the woman, before she lights her neiris, really should turn on the electric light in the room as well. So for the electric light, which is, according to Ramosha holds, you can make a bracha on an electric light. Incandescent for sure, maybe even not incandescent. But Ramosha holds, you can make a bracha on it. So, though the Tamidim of Ramosha, the real, there's a Robin Cleveland, I think he had passings like Halach L'maisa. He tells people they can light make a bracha on an electric light. So for them, it's for sure, I mean, the woman goes into the dining room. She should, when she makes her bracha, so what she lights and then makes the bracha. She should turn on the electric light, light the neiris, and then make her bracha. Going back and everything, you really should go back. She should dafka light l'shem. I mean, your mama's kiyam mitzvah. So why shouldn't you do it l'shem mitzvah? Right. But makom shina, the main point is not that you should light it. The main point is it shouldn't be dark. So it's not dark. So I don't have any chiv. So it gets a little more complicated. But even like the person, well, you don't make a bracha on electric, it's not clear that you're not yotze. So it's just myself, they're not willing to make a bracha on it. So pasha should also be true. So I told my wife right before she lights nair, she flips the light on and off. I mean, off and then on. A lot of times it's on anyway, but you should light it after the Shem Shabbos, so it turns it off and then it back on. It lights nair and makes a bracha. Okay. So some people do two psilas. Yesh lasos mim oisam mutzim samim. Near shatayv yosef shikta in echad yafa v'loshtaim gurim. If you're down to this limited choice, one nice one or two of a lesser quality, the better one better quality is more of a mitzvah. Shtei psilas hanukah shehudolik b'shem ha'minir. When they would use an oil lamp, they put two wicks in two different parts of the lamp. You'd end up with two neiris. When the kosei hu b'neiris, if you're using candles, so then oisah shnei neiris, you would use two candles. Umutul ha'adik b'neir l'neir, b'neir malik shnayim u'yoser, b'neir zemeshu b'zei mitzvah, d'kulun shal mitzahem. Now, what's this about? Because by Ner Chanukah we have this issue that when one Ner is the Iker Mitzvah, and other Neris are just Hiter Mitzvah. So I'm going to take the light from the first one, which I lit, which is the Iker Mitzvah, and use it to light the other ones. So I'm using it for a lesser purpose. The heater is not as chashuv as the Iker Mitzvah. So lighting from one Ner to the next would be problematic because I'm using the Iker Mitzvah for something less of a lesser madriga. But over here, we say, well, the Iker Mitzvah is one there. No, that's true. The Iker Mitzvah is one there. You can kind of with one there. But when you light more, the second one is just as primary as the first one. The point is that these are all the ones which are giving you light. They're all equal in that sense. That's the Mishnah Berurah saying over here. They're considered Kulon Shal Mitzvah, and there's no problem being Madlik Minir Lanir. Um, Well, also how the kisim or ner shall come in ner shal Shabbos, which should be a mitzvah. You cannot use your ner shal Shabbos to light. You know, let's say the man it wasn't mekabel Shabbos, and he said, "You know, we didn't do the X." He says, "Okay, great." He sticks his match there and catches on fire from the ner shal Shabbos to do something which is not a mitzvah. So that is problem. That you can't do. Fine. What about the following? So I want to put my nearest in place, and I'm going to light a second air. But the first air is in its place already. The second air is in its place. I just want to light it. So I thought, I'll put a match to the first air to turn the match on to use it to light the second one. But the match is not, it's not going to be your ner shav. The match is going to go out. So it comes out, the match is a lesser madrega of Kedusha. So I'm lighting this lesser madrega of Kedusha from my ner Shabbos in order to light another ner Shabbos. So he says that we could argue that it's a mechalek. The Gemara discusses this case. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah says that the inaugural lahachmer b'zeh, you should not do that. So you should light the match by itself, not from the Ner Shabbos. Then he tells you, Amir Locha, that this is the sugya of that we're machmer al yedei kisim. And then the Magarim says that there are no, that's a there in the Hilchos Chanukah that we said we don't do al yedei kisim. We don't do. And then Magaram said over there, and who did by Shabbos? This will be the same thing. We don't do that. I get a kiss. Okay, that's where it's coming from. Okay. So we do one connected Zarka, one connected Shomer. So the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Mechavnim, Las is Ner Shal Shayva, Min Shnei Neris, Kliyim Biyachad, Zeichel Mashal Mechazal, the Zarka Shomer, with the Brecha Nemru, Minig Hagen, who is a nice Minig. Okay. So that is that they have a double wick. I will oisim anoshim shema medapkin oisim b'shas alokas smuchim zelazet. But instead of making a double wick, they take two separate candles, but they put them, they sort of like soften them, they put them together, or put them right next to each other because of that, so it looked like one big thing. So that's not a good idea. Why not? Ki l'soif mischam azumizu, menoite v'shava yedezet. V'kam nikpolos v'noiflus. So what happens is, each one causes the other nair to sort of melt, and sometimes it can fall over. So you can create potentially, one of them can fall down, you can danger, or your nair goes out more quickly, etc. That's not where there it says. What I'm telling you is, if you take a double wick, that's a safe way of doing it. With the two nairs next to each other, so one will cause the other one to potentially melt, and it can fall over, etc. They would sell their extra wax from their candles that didn't burn, etc., from the base tifla, so you can't use it for Neir Shabbos. So one second, the Mishmer says, like, why are you allowed to use it for anything? Forget about Neir Shabbos. It was Avodah Zorah. So the law is by Avodah Zorah. Once something was designated for Avodah Zorah, you can't take away that status. But by a goy, if it's designated for Avodah Zorah X, and then the goy decides that he doesn't like the Avodah Zorah anymore, and he's about to Avodah Zorah, so the items are designated also become mutter. But Afilachi also limits the mishum de moyes. Okay. If there's only one, that's only candle available, you're allowed to use it. Shabbos says over there that they never used it. The fact that they just planned to use it, that doesn't make it also. Okay. If you have a house of the Hadak Shlesh Arbon, you can add more. Yesh nagam lahadlik shiva ner. Some people have a minute to light seven neres. Connected shivas yimei ashua for the 7 days of the week. Yesh asoro. Some light 10 neres. Connected the seres adibris. Ve'tzicham liyos kulan al ashulchan. You don't have to put all of them on the table. A woman who forgot. So from that this point onward, she always lights three. Because we're talking about a woman who started out with two, so now she does three. If she used to do three, she has to do four. So this is all of Kanas. She shouldn't take this lightly, and she should light. Okay. If the reason why she didn't light was because she had an oinus, making her light another nair is expensive. But yet a little more oil would fulfill this kanas. Himalekas nairis talik tomid nair echad maat yerser orach mitzvitchilu. Say if she's lighting with oil, she has a little more oil. She's lighting with candles, she should use a little bit larger, longer candle. Okay.
What if she forgot?
If she forgot, and it's hard for her to
add an additional candle,
so instead she just does one of the candles a little bit longer. So she's adding on to her mitzvah halakha by having a larger candle. Okay. So Zev asked me yesterday, our minigra we have that the people light and they are connected, each child, corresponding to each child. Mishabur doesn't mention it. He asked me, Mishabur, I said it doesn't. This is the reason why you do chazar. But the Moshe Disher brings here from Lakutim Ariach that he says the reason why they do it, because since Chazal say Rogam and Ner is Zoychad have children which are Tzmin Chachamim, so the same way we daven, then having a Ner to correspond to the child would be appropriate way to say we're davening for them. So that Lachara would only mean for the sons, not for the daughters, but I guess nowadays we have daughters which are Tzmin Chachamim also, so not such a problem.
When do we daven?
The more it talks about having son-in-laws, there's ways that you can be zeichet to have son-in-laws which are tamid chachamim, chasdin rabbanon, right? The more it says rochem rabbanon. So there are guests. I don't know whether the neighbors does that for you or not. Could be.
Usually a big bank account does it.
Bitachin does it. Or bitachin. Yeah.
When do we daven our children to
be? Shas hadlaka. Or both, yeah.
Both what?
Let's talk about talking to Baruch. Okay. Ches, Dabar Mechuvin. That you can be, you can have other reasons why we do certain amounts. So, in other words, what's the problem? If I light two because it's Zachar B'Shomer, and now I add a third one to Kanaz, I end up with not having two. So the whole, I lost my whole Zachar B'Shomer idea. He says, no, that's not a problem. That's the point of the Ramah. You can add on to something which is, even though I'm doing something which is Mechuvin, it has a certain symbolism. Adding on to it doesn't take away the symbolism which was there. Just say you're doing symbolism plus more. Don't think the Ramah is saying that by adding a third near, you're losing your kivun of Zachar B'Shomer, which was there prior.
That would seem even worse if you light one per child or one per household member, unless you say you're lighting for the children. Because then you see four neros for a family of four, and you don't see two for Zachar B'Shomer.
And Echanami, Pashas, if you're doing that, you're not being Mekayim, the two for Zachar B'Shomer.
Or maybe just lighting for the children, but you said before, for Tamid Racham. So maybe
right.
The original two Zachar B'Shomer and the additional are not for the husband and wife, it's just for the children.
Yeah, it's not for the husband and wife.
Yeah, okay, so it's not.
And people say for the husband and wife, but it's not necessarily, right? A person, a woman, It would be all by itself, still lights two neiros. Beis echad ha'anoshim echad ha'anoshim chayavas liyos bebateim ner dolok b'shabbos. That this applies to men and to women, they have to have a neir. Afilu ein loy mayoch, even a person has nothing to eat. The Shabbos says doesn't mean literally has nothing to eat. But he has a very minimal amount to eat, and he can't afford neiros. Right? Is it just so? Shel al psachim, he would have to go beg. Lekach shem and lemalik, because a neir shezeh beklal oinik Shabbos. So the option of that he has the responsibility to get it. If he needs, if the only way he can do that is by having to go out and to ask for it, he would have to do so. Okay,
Ainloy
to have an air resource, right? And let me have a nair also, because he only has mechilah mechiv to go get enough to get one nair. Ainloy tests. And come on, the Ainloy klal mayoch. We're not talking about he has nothing to eat at all. The bezem mutav sheyach lepsachim kedei litus lechem leShabbos. Because the Mora says if you have a choice between, you have some money, and you have a choice between spending it on lechem and having Suda Shabbos, minimalistic Suda Shabbos, or a nair, lechem goes first. So if he has nothing, he has to beg. The first thing he has to beg for is for the food. The kaimah that mitzvah kiddush from gamikar Suda Shabbos. El kavana shein lo lechem mishal atzmai shum yisparnas mikupas hatzdaka. He doesn't have any food of his own. And he has to get it from somewhere. So he's getting the food from the kupas stock. Okay? But, so he's starting out with zero. The guy becomes and gives him food. He says, okay, they didn't give him an air. So go get an air. But the other guy, I don't have an air. It's a tough luck. No, there's no, not tough luck. Go get an air. Person has limited money. The first thing you have to buy is you should have lechem. However, once you have lechem, ne'er is second, and that goes before other foods. So one second, if the whole reason why you're there is because of Anik Shabbos, and so the other food is also Anik Shabbos, so who says the ne'er goes first? But ne'er also has shalom bayis. For that purpose, you buy one there, and then the rest you can spend on food. Like we said before in Reish Mem Beis, you have to do something beyond just bread. So I have money mitzumtzum. See, the person buys bread. He buys one there, and then he buys some other foods to have something to go with the bread. This is the Iker Oinig that you have, should have a Nair. But this is all talking about, he's not mechuyev to go beyond getting, you know, he does something that involves himself multiple times. He went to the first two houses, he got enough money to buy one Nair, he stops. Well, keep going and get some more Nairs. That is not mechuyev to Gimel. So Hanoshim is heard as by Yoser, even though the chiyuv applies to both men and women, but in general the responsibility is placed on the women. Because in general those are the women who are at home, and they take care of the tzarchei bayis. So therefore, will they take responsibility for the locus nervus? Fine. End of thought. You may get on the second liktus nervus the Shabbos, the kiddush hayom. So Ner Shabbos Kodem. The issue is buying wine. Now, maybe the Shabbos said you had bread, right? So you'll mekayim the kiddush deraisa on your bread. But Chazal said you're supposed to do it on yayin. But vis-a-vis that din derabanan, you're supposed to do it on yayin, and Ner Shabbos goes first. If the issue is Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos goes first. So there's a third conflict which we would come out of this argument, what will be when it's, okay, you have Neres Shabbos, you have enough money left over either to buy wine for Shabbos or Neres Chanukah. So what do you do with that? So that's, you know, that's Hilchos Chanukah. So the Maaseh says over there that presuming he says Adif and you buy the Neres Chanukah. But that's not really the place to discuss it. Okay.
What about a situation like we have here in the summer, some places, and I've been in Scotland, came home from Shul Friday, it was broad daylight, we went to bed, it was light out. So you can't say that the Neres are shown bias.
You want to know, in that case, if you had a conflict in that and
and so then, the Neres are Igor Shabbos, but Shalom Bias is, it's light out.
Okay, you're probably right. The only thing is, it's backwards, right? The Yechiyah of Shalom Bayis is to put make a nair which will be lit for as long enough that if there's going to be any need for somebody, the nair really should last for the night because it shouldn't be pitch dark in your house. Right. So that's the nair you're supposed to put because Shalom Bayis.
Right, we don't do that.
We don't, well, because we have electric lights.
Yeah.
So we're going to kaim that din of nair with electric light. So you're right, at that point in time, if the person has electricity, they didn't cover electricity yet, but he's still paying his electric bill, but he has no money to buy a candle. You're right, at that point in time, the deepest of Shalom Bayis wouldn't apply, so then Yain would go first. Okay, we have a. I hadn't thought about the modern application of it, but that's what should come out. Most people are at that situation. Probably their electricity has been cut off anyway, though, unless they have one of these special programs. Yeah. Let's hold the Mishnah Berurah.